Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good Friday morning to you. Joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, he is Mike Preston. What's going on, Michael?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Doing well. Mike, last week the Ravens were run out of their own building against the Houston Texans team. A Texans team that's not awful, but aren't nearly as talented as the Los Angeles Rams team that the Ravens are going to face on Sunday. I'm giving them little chance to none. Make it a little bit more optimistic than me, please.
Sorry, not going to happen, buddy. I saw what happened last week. I mean, they got Ricard back and Marlon Humphrey, but I don't see it happening. They're still missing some people, and especially number 8, and that's major for them. And I'm pretty sure they were humiliated last week, and I'm pretty sure they're going to play it better this week, but I don't know if that's good enough to beat the Rams, especially a team that didn't play until last Thursday. That's a tough one, too.
Well, we can end the conversation here because I think I feel the same way. But for the sake of argument, what do you do about Puka Nacua? He's leading the NFL in receiving yards. They look unstoppable in that pass game. He's an incredible route runner. And our secondary looks confused. How's this going to go?
Pray. You got to pray. I don't see any matchups there. I mean, the best guy they got on the back end is Wiggins. Nate Wiggins, second-year player. But I'm not sure he can handle him, and especially when they put him in motion. And if they run him in motion and they have Marlon Humphrey on him, that's a mismatch problem. We've seen that the past 2 weeks where they put him in motion, challenge him on the outside, Humphrey, and then take advantage of him. It would be interesting to see what they scheme up. I'm pretty sure the Rams have looked at the tapes the last two games and said, kind of found their weakness here. This is what's going on. So let's see if the Raiders can counter. Maybe they just come out and say, hey, Nate Wiggins, you follow this guy all over the field. Wherever he goes, you go. All right? I could see that. I would understand that. And if it happens, great for them. But stay in status quo, they can't do that. They can't just keep coming out playing the same defense, that zone where they're letting guys blow them up. That can't happen anymore.
Hey, Mike, I guess a lot of people are talking about the rain that we could get on Sunday, and will that be a great equalizer? What do you think? Does the weather have a huge impact, and does that favor the Ravens?
Well, it better get some wind. Mm-hmm. You know, it just can't be rain, but it needs to have some wind blowing in and out of the stadium. But I don't see that being a big factor. I just think the Rams are a better football team. That's the bottom line to it all. And the Ravens have struggled all season. I'll ask you guys a question. In what area have you seen this team not struggle in the last 2 weeks? Special teams, offense, defense, they're struggling. And somewhere or another, it has to turn. I don't think it turns against the Rams.
Yeah, Mike Preston, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. All right, Mike, you say you don't think it turns against the Rams. You got a score for us?
30. I think I picked 30, 23. Mm-hmm. Rams. I'm not even sure the Ravens can score 23 points. And Rob, let me throw this at you, too. All right, and everyone keeps talking about how bad the defense is, and it is. All right, but how about some creativity with this offense? How about giving me some Stewart passing routes? Give me some reverses, double reverses. Give me some flea flickers. Give me something.
Desperation.
Yeah, because you are desperate. Yeah. You cut OA Tuesday. You are desperate. Okay, you're looking for answers, and I love that they did that. That's a great move because it sends notice. We're not tolerating any more of this. You guys better step up, and if you don't, we'll trade you. We'll get rid of you, but I like that move. That's a desperate team, but that's what you do when you're desperate.
Mike, tell us all about your podcast.
Podcast is Jerry Coleman. It's every Tuesday. We shoot a Tuesday morning, and then it's in the evening time. I mean, in the afternoon comes out, and Chip Frankman is the guy who does the production. And it's going pretty well so far.
Yeah, Be More Sports Pod is the name of it, man. You can find it.
So check it out, and you can get it on YouTube and whatever place you want to go and see it. It's up.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, guys, Mike. Thanks.
All right, buddy. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Mike said, what, 30-something to 23, and he doesn't know the Ravens' air could score 23.
Well, they couldn't score that last week. I mean, this is just, like I said, as bad as we've seen it in, what, since they've been here probably. Maybe, you know, not the first year in the league, but I don't see how they win the game, quite honestly. It's hard if I'm going to be honest with myself. I'm hopeful that the running game gets going, Ricard back, and but what? I just don't. It's going to be one of those things. Okay, so hypothetically, the offense gets back somewhat on track, minus Lamar Jackson, and they have a good day. They rush over 200 yards on the ground. All right. The Rams are probably going to score like 38, 40 points. I don't see how you're going to stop these guys with what we've seen.
I mean, you are getting some pieces back, which should help.
But who's back on defense?
What, Kyle Hamilton should? We're talking about him possibly being back.
Possibly, right?
So Marlon big Humphrey difference. Possibly being back. The addition of the safety that they added Gilbert. From the Chargers. You know, I'm looking at it, and again, you get some pieces back on offense, too. I think they're going to play better than what people think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it'll be enough. Like I said, I'm going to pick them to win just to be that guy.
I don't think they'll lay down like they did on Sunday, for sure, Ed Jeremy. I agree with that. They'll play better than they did Sunday. If they don't, then...
Then what are we doing?
Season's over. Season's over. If they come out and duplicate that crap show that they had last Sunday, the season's over because they're done. They don't want any more. It's Cancun on three for them.
Well, I mean, so far with the Rams this year, and they are good, don't get me wrong, they've had somewhat of an interesting season to start off against the Texans, and what was that, a 14-9 win? Or that's preseason, excuse me. No, that was the game. Then they faced the Titans 33-19. Rams lose to the Eagles 33-26. That's a game they should have won. And now I guess when we're looking at the Eagles, maybe people are starting to see what I saw with them, that there's just something off. Rams beat the Colts in a close game, and Adonai Mitchell drops the ball on the one-inch line like goofball DeMarcado did last week. And then they lose to the 49ers. The thing that's like looking at this from a gambling standpoint, you've got the Rams coming off of extra rest, coming off of a tough loss in the division, going on the road to face a team that looks like they can't stop a nosebleed. There's no reason to pick the Ravens.
But you do.
Give me the Ravens.
Antonio and Rosedale, what's up, man?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Good morning to you.
TGIF and PYT. Hey,
there you go. Half of it. Got you.
My score prediction is 35-10 Ravens. Go Ravens. And you guys have a fantastic weekend.
You too, my friend. 35-10 Ravens, according to Antonio, 410-583-1057. That is the number. World is stupid at 7:30, but on the other side, Rams, Ravens, over, under. You've been waiting for it. You got it up next on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time for Over Under. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's start off with Derrick Henry, Ed Norris, 69 and a half yards rushing. Over or under?
Over. If he doesn't have a day, I'm just going to pee on the fire and call on the dogs. That's about it. I'm going over. He's got to have a day. He's got to have 20 carries. Now, that's that.
I'm going over as well. I don't know if he goes over 100, but I think he goes over 70, Jeremy.
Yeah. And again, like the number, it feels so low because it's him. But when you look at what's happened this year, it's like, well, maybe it's not. And the fact that they've fallen behind by double digits in a couple games, it changes everything. I like the over here. I still think he gets it. But I got to say, the next question's got to be the easiest one that he's ever put up.
It is pretty easy.
Cooper Rush, 199 and a half yards rushing. I'm going under on that.
Because I'm going under.
I don't think anybody's going to. I don't know if the Ravens as a whole, as a team, will have 199.
When's the last time a quarterback ran for 200 yards?
I think they're going to fool them.
You think so?
Yeah, because they think, you know, okay, there's no Lamar. We don't have to defend him against the run. I think he gets about 205.
Man, that's just tough.
Come on, Joe. Joe, don't disappoint me, man.
Come on,
you gotta jump in and be a Richard, man. You can't. Don't disappoint me here.
Yesterday when you were gone, Rob called me the Don King of this show.
Did he? Only in America.
By the staring way, up stuff.
Yeah. By the way,
he was like a damn troll doll, and I have no hair.
Now I know why Joe picked Cooper Rush over 199 and a half rushing yards. Yeah. I heard twice in the update that Pat Ricard's coming back.
They don't call him Cooper Pass.
Cooper Rush, 199 and a half yards. Passing, we know he meant. Jeremy?
I'm going to go under.
You going under?
I think there's going to be a heavy dose of running. And it's weird. The number seems low. The way to beat the Rams is to throw the football. And I just don't trust him.
I think they're going to do something that you are incapable of doing. But what? Nonetheless, they're going to put a lot in the box. And and I think it's going to cause them to throw the ball a little bit more.
I usually move stuff to the side of the box, over, up to the top of the box, the bottom. Get all the walls of the box.
I'm going over it.
I'm going to go under. I don't see. He's never thrown very many yards a season or per game in any season. So I think he's going to be rush heavy, and he's going to go under 200 yards, about 165, 170.
Ed, Ravens getting a sack and a half.
I'll take it over. I think they're going to have to. I don't know what's going to happen with the our new addition there, Gilbert. But if it allows Kyle Hamilton to be freer to be a passer. Kyle Hamilton is a better pass rusher than a lineman for the most part. He's got better hand fighting, and that's why he's successful at this. He really is. And I think with him freed up a bit, if he's 100%, I'll say they'll get at least two.
All right, I'm going under. I don't think they do. Jeremy?
Yeah, I went under. I mean, again, I'm not a I got to see it before I believe it thing, but I need to see them put some pressure on somebody.
I see it before I believe it.
Yeah, I mean, this is, again, I'm going to go under here. Maybe they do get a couple. Matt Stafford holds on to the ball too long trying to make plays, but is he going to have to with how wide open his receivers could get?
No.
So under.
All right, Puka Nacua, Jeremy, 99.5 yards receiving.
Over. Over. He's hit over 100 yards in three of the five games. One of them was a buck 70, and in the other games, it was like 85 and 95 yards. So he's right around that number every time.
All right, I'm going with over. I do. I think they pepper him and pepper him a lot. I think they're going to say, hey, look, we're throwing to Puka Nacua. You guys can guard him if you want, but we're throwing his way. Go ahead, Ed.
I'm going over. I mean, right now, you know, you can argue anything you want, but he's the best receiver in football statistically. I'm going to go over. This is the second worst pass defense in the NFL. So let's say last. They're terrible. Against the best receiver and, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So I think it's going to be a tough day for them.
Kyron Williams, 110.5 yards from scrimmage. Ed.
Let's see. Combined. Yeah, the defense is terrible. I mean.
Well, because he can do it both ways.
That's what I mean. That's why it's from scrimmage. If it was rushing, I'd say no. But yeah, he can get over 110 yards.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with, man. Yeah. The golden thing is yards from scrimmage. And I just think if the Rams are smart, which offensively they normally are, it's going to be a heavy dose of Nacua and a heavy dose of Williams. I'm going over.
Yeah, I'm going over as well because I think no matter what type of game theory you have here and how the game's going to play out, he plays a major role in this. If, God forbid, let's say they're trailing, he's the guy catching the passes out of the backfield, the dinking and dunking that could go on. Any two-minute drill, he becomes a big part of that with the dump-offs. Kyron Williams is an all-around back. He can do it all. Mm. I'll go over.
He got three receiving touchdowns this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of them was amazing, too. Yeah. Looked like a wide receiver out there.
Matthew Stafford, 259.5 yards passing, Jeremy.
I'm going to go over. I mean, look, we're looking at the way this team has been. I could see, I mean, if the Ravens are going to win, they're going to have to bend, don't break. He's going to get his. I just don't think you're stopping that. And 260 doesn't seem like a lot.
I'm going under because I think most of Kyron Williams' 110 yards, 111 yards from scrimmage will be on the ground. I think you'll have a lot of the core. I think you'll have a lot of rushing yards also from Kyron that brings that down a tad bit. Not much under, but I don't see him going over 260 yet.
I do because I think the combined with that yardage, I think Nacua is going to get his. He'll be over 100. And I also think Williams is going to be getting a lot of targets in the air because one thing we cannot seem to do is cover running backs. I mean, it's remarkable seeing people come out of the backfield that nobody picks up. So I see him having a big day.
Let's go with Rams forced 1.5 turnovers, forced turnovers. Ed.
I'm going to go under, and that is just being hopeful because, you know, if it's a day when, you know, Rush is going to throw a couple of picks, this is just going to get, you know, late real early.
I'm going over. I think you're gonna, Cooper Rush is going to throw at least one. All he has to do is throw two or have a fumble somewhere along the line. Ravens been turning the ball over lately. I'm going over.
I went under. I think they'll take care of the ball. The weather could play a factor in this and just make it difficult on each. And I'm sure Derrick Henry is going to be running with two hands on the football in this game as well. It is kind of funny, though, to look at this and think that 1.5 turnovers, it seems like it's so easy for the yes side, but I'm going the other way.
There you go. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's go to Reisterstown and get Kai. What's up, Kai?
Hey, good morning, fellas. What's going on?
What's up, Kai?
I think we're going to win this game. You know, I called last week. I thought we was going to lose to Houston, but I think something's there, and I feel it. I think they got to maximize – I mean, minimize the turnovers and maximize the effort. And I just think, I think we could win the game by, like, relentless pressure on, what, Statue Matthew. Even though he's Hall of Fame, he's still Statue Matthew, I call him. We know he's not running the ball, and he will get it out fast. And I think the only way to beat him is disguise the blitzes and take away his primary target and just tackle the receiver well. And like you said, you guys said, their receivers get a lot of yak yards, so they're going to catch some balls. Just make the tackle.
So what's the score?
And offensively, look real quick, Rob. Offensively, just open up the playbook. We have nothing to lose. And as far as the running the ball, different formations and different sets because Ricard is back, and just more creativity with the run game with some play action. That'll give Cooper some time because we still got good receivers.
Coach Kai, what's your score?
Since you cut me off, Rob, I'm going to go 27-20. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too, 27-20.
You missed such a good opportunity as soon as you said 27 to just hang up on it.
Rashawn in Baltimore, what's your score, man?
Man, I got 27-10.
Who?
Cowboys.
Rams, oh, man. Like, I ain't a homer like you, Jeremy.
How am I a homer?
You picking the Ravens every single week, man.
Did I? I thought I picked the Chiefs to beat them.
I think you picked the Chiefs.
Didn't I scream that out week one?
You and up.
Other than that game, man. But
other than the game when they were favored and all the rest?
Yeah. I don't understand y'all logic sometimes, man.
Who's y'all? You went from his pick to now y'all.
Yeah.
Because y'all, I heard you yesterday doing that subliminal talking about, oh, the Panthers, man. The Panthers is going to be this. They're going to be this week, man. Y'all every week continually just want the Cowboys to lose. So
the
y'all
Panthers are better than the Cowboys.
Y'all said that last week. The Jets was better. Y'all said the Packers was better. Okay, just keep betting against them. They're going to keep winning.
Okay.
You know, like, it's just, I'm tired of that, man.
Are they? How many wins they have then? They got to have a lot of wins then if they just keep winning.
They'll keep winning.
And then you notice that, right?
They're 2-1.
How'd they do against the Bears? How'd they do against, who was it the first week? The Eagles.
And listen, CeeDee Lamb is not even back yet.
Oh, that's.
And then, listen, you see the league try to do the Jerry Jones. They try to find the guy 250 for giving somebody the thing about mistake.
What?
What does it matter?
What'd you say? Something happened to his phone.
What does that have to do with anything? It doesn't have anything to do with you if they want to find him. It's $250,000 to a billionaire. What does it matter?
College football preview at 7:45. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Gunn.
Yeah, we've got definitely some stupid stuff. We've got one of the dumbest criminals ever. I can't wait to tell you what this guy did. We have a woman that we've all been there. We've all taken too much cocaine and mistaken a student for a dog. And lastly, we're going to get to a Lakers fan that's really, really upset over something that happened with LeBron. I'll tell you what that is when we come back here on the Big Bad Morning
Hennessy.
Show. All right, I want to start off with a Lakers fan that's really upset with LeBron James. He's actually suing him for the decision 2.0. It made him think LeBron was retiring and caused him to spend $856 on tickets to LeBron's last game. Did LeBron say he was retiring before that?
No.
Did he just say he was making an announcement?
Yes.
Look, I think his announcement is trash. I think that whole thing is garbage that he set up to get everybody confused there.
Yeah.
But you can't. There are ticket brokers and guys that go out there and spend all their money trying to do this so they can, you know, quadruple whatever.
That was his look at me moment.
Yeah. And then this guy's now complaining about it. That's a you problem, buddy. Like, be pissed off if you go to a game and the guy sits out for load management. You don't get to be pissed off when you buy tickets early thinking something's going to happen and that you just got an edge. Whether you're going to sell those tickets or keep them. But the prices went, I was saying this when he announced the decision, because everybody assumed he was retiring.
We did.
Yeah. So what are they
doing? We just didn't buy a gazillion dollars worth of tickets.
Yeah, take him to court and make LeBron retire. That way you get to watch him in his final game. And by the way, he's going to miss like the first month of the season.
Yeah, 3 to 4 weeks.
So, but
it's the first time this happened in his career.
Yeah.
He started the season in.
Here you go. So in the lawsuit, the fan claimed he was deceived out of hundreds of dollars. He had been eagerly anticipating LeBron James' retirement, believing that the teaser video was just that rather than an advertisement for his new collaboration with the Hennessy brand.
That's entitlement stuff there for you.
Whether you get angry at him or not for doing this, everybody was talking about it. It doesn't matter. Bad publicity being good publicity. It's like the hot take sports talk radio that we get now. Just say anything. Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. Just say
or true.
Anything. Yeah.
Nothing matters anymore.
Yeah. But
that's my shovel today.
It's so stupid, man. It's so stupid that you're even going to try to sue this guy for this. But it is what it is. That's society nowadays. I don't like what you did. I'm going to sue you. All right, you want to hear about let's talk about a teacher that's gone through something we've all gone through. And we've all taken way too much cocaine and mistook one of our students for a dog, right? We've done that before. You guys?
No. I never did the first part.
No?
No.
Oh, so it's just me and her, huh? No, I'm kidding. I've never tried cocaine. I don't like the way it smells. Hey, Vermont substitute teacher has been cited for allegedly being so drugged out in class that she mistook a student for her dog. Melissa Martin, 47, is accused of bringing cocaine into the Bartown middle and elementary school campuses. How? Like, what is wrong? Look, addicts are addicts. If you've ever been around one, it doesn't matter time, place. They're going to do what they're going to do, whether that's gambling, drugs, alcohol, nicotine. Like, it doesn't matter. You think about the things you're addicted to, and you're going to do it. But bringing cocaine to a middle school does not seem like the best idea.
Well, that's when you know you're an addict. You don't have, those walls don't exist anymore.
You kind of make bad decisions.
You know? Like,
I want to know what happened that she mistook the student for a dog. Did she go up and start petting him? Did she rub the kid's belly? Like, what did she do? Did she give him a treat? Come here, little boy. You look good boy. Yeah, is that what?
I don't know.
Instead, she mistook the kid for a dog.
I don't even know what that means.
Put a collar on the kid and take him for a walk?
I don't know what does that mean. I mean, I just think this is, again, people trying to make insane excuses for criminal behavior.
Did she rub his nose in it when he went to the bathroom? Oh. Like, what happened?
F yourself.
Just like dumb.
I mean, it needs to be punished. Seriously.
Right. You guys want to talk about dumb criminals? Do you guys have your favorite dumb criminal story that you went through?
Yeah, I have a couple. I have a lot of them.
Okay, let me read this one, and I want to hear one from you. If you have one, Rob, you'll throw it in. If you don't, no worries. Florida man. He stole $7,000 in scratch-off lottery tickets from a store. Like, held the guy up and stole all the lottery tickets. Yeah. Scratch-offs.
Yeah.
He won some money. He had to redeem them. Where do you go to redeem when you win lottery tickets? Do you go back to the same place that you stole $7,000 in lottery tickets from?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what this guy did.
I don't even think it matters.
No, this ain't Raymond. What's he doing?
They're all numbered.
I know.
You think the police don't know that those tickets were stolen from that store if you cash them in 100 miles away?
Can I tell you an embarrassing story as a kid? I worked at a gas station, and I thought we found a loophole with the scratch-off tickets. And sure enough, I was messing around, taking some scratch-off tickets, winning some money. I thought I was the guy that could call when the next ticket was coming up. And when I was wrong, I would just keep pulling until I got the one that caught up. I eventually got caught and got in trouble for it. It was all on camera. Like, the dumbest things you can do as a kid. I think I was a 17-year-old doing stupid stuff, you know. But it's so funny that the guy went back to the same place he stole it from. And you're right. Everything's numbered. You don't even have to scratch your damn scratch off stuff. Just go scan the damn
thing. That's all I do. I never scratch off. Yeah. I just scratch off to everyone in it. What's the point?
Justin Farley, 43, pulled into St. Petersburg Circle K on May 5th and opened multiple cabinets, took scratch off lottery tickets before fleeing the scene in his gray Hyundai Elantra.
Circle K is a Florida case?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yep. Roughly 40 minutes later, hello there. Farley arrived in an area 7-Eleven to redeem the $7,000 worth of scratch-offs, the one that he just robbed. So
he waited 40 minutes.
Yes.
He's lucky the cops weren't still there.
Yep. He went back, tried to cash in on the 7 ticket books he had stolen from the store. His attempt once again failed. The document said he left, and then he went to the... So he went to the 7-Eleven first. They wouldn't cash him.
Uh-huh.
Then he goes back to the place he robbed.
Oh.
And then he gets caught. Because he's wearing a different shirt. Hey, way to go, buddy. Yeah. You changed your shirt. It's like, what did he think?
So 7-Eleven turned him down.
Yeah, he's Superman. He puts on the glasses, and now he's Clark Kent, and nobody can recognize him.
What's the movie when Adam Sandler had the kid, Julian, when he put the glasses on, nobody saw?
Yeah, he was invisible. Big Daddy. Frankenstein was the kid's name. It's a kangaroo song. Played a kangaroo song. He successfully made off with $120 from the register before escorting the clerk into the back of the store and snatching a pack of Newport cigarettes on his way out. Do you want to know who's losing points?
I'd say us.
Okay, Rob?
No.
Did the Newports
throw you off there?
Yeah.
Rob's losing points.
Yeah.
That is a massive clue, actually.
The items,
Yeah. Newports are cools.
That's your world of stupid, guys.
Thank you very much.
Last week we asked what has to go wrong. This week maybe we'll change that question at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, College Football Week 7 preview up next on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
College football Saturday tomorrow. Well, actually, games begin tonight. The game began last night, really. Good one tonight, though, if you're looking to watch some college football as South Florida takes on North Texas in the American Conference. Both teams are undefeated in the American Conference. South Florida comes in ranked 24th in the country, 4-1. North Texas undefeated at 5-0. That ought to be a good one. I want to lead off with this one by talking about the Ohio State-Illinois game. That game is in Champaign, Illinois at Memorial Stadium. I think Illinois is a very, very good football team. They lost to Indiana big time, though, 63-10. They beat USC 34-32, and they squeaked by Purdue. That 43-27 game was kind of a squeaker. That game, they pulled away late. I don't think they're in the same class as Ohio State, though, Jeremy and Ed. I think Indiana is.
Another team that is in there too.
I think Indiana gave you a preview at the separation of the upper echelon Big Ten and everybody else with that thrashing that they put on Illinois a few weeks ago. I don't know if it'll be that big because young men do learn from a beatdown, but I think it will be a beatdown. It's going to be more than a 2-touchdown game, and I'm not talking about because they pull away late. They're going to play this game for the most part as about a 2-touchdown game, Jeremy. I think Ohio State walks away 3-0 in the conference, 6-0 overall.
Yeah, look, Ohio State's the cream of the crop, I think. I do think there's
another team in that? I think
the team I'm going to talk about, Oregon.
Yeah, I think so.
I think Oregon might end up being the best team this year, and I can't believe I'm saying it because I overlooked them. Not like saying I thought they were going to be a bad team. I did not think they were going to be this good. And because Penn State goes out to UCLA and lays an absolute egg, that I think people are looking at that win like it's not great. That you go to the number two team in the country on the road and you beat them? Come on.
Well, you beat them at a time where they believe they're great.
Yeah.
They believe they're great.
At home in a whiteout. All the stuff that you want in a college game, the time it's played, all of it, everything. You got everything you wanted. It's one of the toughest environments to be in. The only tougher place, I think, than there is you could pick one of those SEC schools or go to Ohio State. Nobody wants to play at the Horseshoe.
LSU, man. No, yeah. LSU. Jeremy, I went to an LSU game at night. I'm not rooting for either one of those teams. And I'm telling you, man, it made the hair on the back of my neck stand up. It was
crazy.
So... Seriously, dude.
Texas A&M has one of the best homes.
Oh, yeah. 12th man.
Yep. So I think...
And the only reason why I have Oregon winning this game is because they're at home. I think if this game is played in Indiana, Indiana wins.
Here's what I believe, and it's not a rivalry, and I want people to understand what I'm saying. This feels like big brother, little brother. Like, Indiana's starting to figure it out. Yep. They got the right coach before someone steals him. And everywhere this guy's gone, he's won. He's built programs.
If you don't believe it, he'll tell you.
I think his program looks, yeah. I think his program looks eerily similar to Oregon. It's just that Oregon has way more talent right now. Better recruiting, been established a little bit longer. You're at a basketball school trying to make something happen. And I think it's just going to take a little while longer. I do think in the upcoming years, if he stays there, they catch Oregon, but it's more than likely to happen in Indiana. I think Oregon handles business and Big Brother shoves little brother to the ground and Oregon wins and covers big.
It was so funny because game day was at Happy Valley Ed when Oregon played there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one side. You know how the Oregon symbol is a zero?
Mm-hmm.
They had Oregon, 487 different uniform combinations. The Oregon side, zero. National championships.
Oh, that's rough, man.
And Bama Mizzou.
Damn. We got two ranked teams. Alabama obviously has been, I'd say, down just because, you know, we're so used to them being like, you know, odds on favorites to win a national championship. But right now they got, you know, Ty Simpson's leading the SEC in passing yards. He's a really, really good quarterback. But Missouri's pass defense is pretty good. They're actually pretty balanced. They have a mobile quarterback, and they're in Columbia. Bama's favorite on the road. It's a small spread. I think 2.5, something like that, right?
Three. I mean, there's a lot of threes out there.
Something like that. But I see Missouri winning this game. I really do.
I like what you called there because I'm in the same boat. Like, I love what Simpson's done. Mm-hmm. Ryan Williams is an amazing wide receiver. You start looking at that group. Alabama's had some interesting games. They have a really tough schedule this year. And I think this is one of those spots that people overlook because it's Missouri. It's a tough place to play to, too. That's why I said, like, there are certain spots. Pick the major schools in the SEC. Those are the spots that you don't want to go to in a night game. As you pointed out, LSU and what happened there. And I still think Ohio State and Penn State are places you don't want to go in a night game either.
Ohio State, you don't want to go there in a day game.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. You just don't want to go there.
But I think Ed nailed it with Missouri. It's going to be a great opportunity, and I think that's a game that they had circled. So I like Missouri to win this. I think you're on Bama, though, right, Rob?
Oh, yeah, Bama's going to win this one by more than three. But this gets me, like as a high school coach, Alabama's talked about like St. Francis. They're down when they're not number one. They might be number three or four. that's their down. Their St. Francis is down this year. They only have four Division I kids, not seven. You know what I mean? That's how Alabama's down. They're 2-0 in the SEC. They're ranked eighth in the country. And you're right. That's Alabama down. They're not ranked in the top four. You know what I mean? Because you're used to over the past, 15 years or so, Alabama being who's going to play Alabama in the national championship was always the question that you start off the season with. Who's going to play Alabama for the national championship? And when they didn't get to the national championship, it was a bad year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you create those type of standards for yourself, and this group right here didn't create those standards. Nick Saban created those standards. You are on third base because he hit that triple for you. You got to bring it home yourself.
I think it's a lot to ask them to get up for a third game here. Like, I say get up because you got to realize the games they played. They beat Georgia. That's the rival there, right? It's been Alabama and Georgia for God knows how long at the top of the SEC and battling it out. And I'm not trying to dismiss any of the other teams that have had success. So you have that, and then you come back, and you're facing a Vanderbilt team that's undefeated, and basically their win against you last year is what knocked you out of the playoff. And that was a terrible loss for you to have. So it's a revenge. You got to get up for this one, and now you got to go on the road and face Missouri after having two big wins.
But that's life in the SEC, though, man. That's life in the SEC, because after this, they got Tennessee, who's ranked in the top 15. They go to South Carolina, and South Carolina's not ranked, but we know South Carolina's got some talent.
No, I'm not saying it's not tough to go on the road in the SEC. I think it's tough to get up for these three games in a row, and I just think Missouri shows out.
It's tough. I don't doubt that, but the great Alabama teams in the past had to do it.
This ain't a great Alabama team.
We'll see. We shall see.
If it's a great Alabama team, they don't lose to Florida State week one.
This is when we find out how good this team really is.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this fantastic Feel Good Friday. It's another college football game that I won't be able to check out, but I want to see how Florida State bounces back, Ed. They're 0-2 in the ACC. I don't know how this team is still ranked in the top 25, to be honest with you. But they're 0-2.
It was 25th, though?
Yeah. They're 0-2 in the ACC, and they face at home a Pittsburgh team who's 1-1 in the ACC, 3-2 overall. And their big win was a blowout win against their last game against Boston College. This is a very intriguing game for me. I don't know if I'll watch it as much because of the time that it's on, but a very intriguing game for me.
I agree. I mean, they're a pretty big favorite, though. I don't have it in front of me right now, but I think they're a double-digit favorite this week.
This is one of the best weeks of college football I think we've seen thus far.
10 point? Mm. Yeah.
I think this is, you know, you start talking about some of the close games we're going to have against middling teams. Like, I know people maybe don't buy into it as much as I do, but like Iowa State at Colorado, close game. TCU and Kansas State, close game. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be a lot of good games. But even on top of that, you've got all the great matchups this week of top 25 teams playing. And this usually happens when we get into SEC play mm-hmm. and the good teams start playing one another. But just think about it. Here, I just want to pull up what top 25 is. This week, Ohio State, Illinois, Alabama, Missouri, we just talked about. Mississippi's in action. Indiana, Oregon, Oklahoma at Texas, the Red River Shootout. Georgia Tech, are they for real? They're two touchdown favorites. I mentioned Iowa State at Colorado. Iowa State's still ranked. Colorado looks like an excellent play this weekend. I think Kansas and Texas Tech's interesting. Texas Tech's got to keep piling up those W's.
Most overranked team in the top 25. Notre Dame at 16 at 3-2. That is how they still ranked in the top 20 is beyond me. You got losses. I mean, your wins are against Purdue, Arkansas, who fired the coach afterwards in Boise State. The two tests, you lost. How you're still ranked in the top 20 is beyond the most overrated school in the top 20.
By the way, I'd take the over in the Arkansas-Tennessee game. They start scoring in that game tonight. So it's the total 68.5.
Is it really?
SEC game, yeah.
Wow.
Don't worry, folks. I got a Facebook inbox where you guys going to talk baseball. We'll talk baseball playoffs at 8:30. Don't go anywhere for that. Last week we said, what has to go wrong for the Ravens to lose? Well, we're looking at things differently now. What has to go right for the Ravens to win? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.